Hello, this is Sam Frado. I'm the creator of Golden Chode Magazine, which is a magazine that consists mostly of comics, but there's other 2D art as well as some writing, music reviews and poetry, and there's even activities in there. And I guess I could talk about what got me to Golden Chode Magazine. I went to school for animation, 2D animation, so yeah, I did a lot of that. I made some animated shorts of my own, as well as animated some music videos. And then kind of a little after college, I got into painting and drawing in more of a fine art way. And showed some work in galleries and just around the Finger Lakes mostly. And then less than a year ago, I picked up making comics. Maybe it's less than half a year ago. It was pretty recently, but it was a smooth transition coming from animation. Just having the animation background, I really liked storyboarding, which is similar to comic making, and I made the transition easy. I started making comics. I really liked it. One reason being they are a lot faster than animations. Animations, you draw a lot. There are so many drawings in animations, and comics, it is a very labor-intensive practice as well. There's a lot of drawing, but not nearly as much as an animation. So these ideas I have that typically I would save for an animation, I can just quickly put into comics, I realized. So I started doing that. I liked it. It was a good combination. I feel like there's more fine art in it than people realize of composition and just draftsmanship. So marrying the animation and the fine arts into the comics was, I don't know, it's working out for me. And so I started making these comics. I had a bunch of them and I didn't really have a place to put them. I posted some online, but it didn't really do much for me. So I started Golden Chode Magazine, where I could print them and just have the tangible comic and get them to people that way. And that way it's a more engaging thing. And it became a magazine because I didn't want it to just be my comics. I have many artist friends who I wanted to share their work within it. And it became a collaborative thing, which I really, really enjoy. And I also really enjoy the fact that it got me back to comedy, because my paintings, most of the time are from life. They're more studies or just me messing with form and color, more serious stuff, I guess you could say, where the comics allow me to think of a scenario or a funny joke and then try and portray that visually. And it's been great. I feel like there needs to be more comedy in art. They are separated too much, I think. And I think that if a piece of art is too serious, is just all seriousness, I mean, you can land it there and it can work, but it seems to me that pieces, no matter the medium, a movie, a painting, a comic, if they flirt with comedy, or it can even be a big part, it seems to be more true to me in a way, more honest, because the life the world we live in is, if anything, I think it's funny. We're all trapped in these bodies. We're trapped in our society that we're living in. We're trapped in the world. And there's something crazy funny about that. And when you can see through art, whatever it is, whatever medium, that someone else is seeing the humor in this very also tragic life of entropy and death, well, then it's like a superpower. It's like magic, because we can escape the tragedy by laughing, by making jokes. And it's truly magic. And there's many things that I guess influenced me to take this route of gearing myself more towards comedy. And I think it's, if I can name a few things, I read a lot of Tom Robbins in the past year or two, which he brings levity to many serious situations in the best way possible. And I think that kind of rekindled the comedy within me. I also started watching Flying Circus again, Monty Python. And The Holy Grail was the first movie that I really fell in love with. So, you know, reconnecting to the silliness of that and seeing how valuable silly humor is. It really helped me get back there with my art. And in life, really, because, I don't know, I feel like if you make serious stuff all the time or take life too seriously, it becomes serious, and it is serious, but it's also funny. So you gotta always be aware of both sides, and it can, help you out through life. And, you know, maybe a little lofty of ideals for a magazine titled Golden Chode Magazine, but I think it's all in there, and I'm excited to be working on it, and I'm excited to see where it goes, because I have no idea. I like making comics now. I think I'm going to make them for a while. I like seeing other people's comics and putting them in the magazine. But yeah, who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with this? I'm just excited.